سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope that you are all doing well by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this first day of January 2021. Now, of course, we find ourselves in a lockdown situation once again, because of which we are unable to have public Friday prayer here at our musalla. So therefore, we'll be asking you to please offer four rakahs of dhuhr prayer at home today instead. This is a situation that none of us want to be in, and I don't think anyone is really enjoying it or was really looking forward to a lockdown thinking, hey, you know, I can't wait till the next lockdown comes around. SubhanAllah. But it is what it is. And as we discussed before, when we are faced with situations that we don't like, we really have no choice but to deal with them. And many times those situations will be outside of our control, right? Because the reality is that we make plans, we have an idea of how we want to do things and what we want to do. But the reality is that Allah's plan supersedes our plan, right? So we make plans, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, of course, takes precedence because we are really, you know, tiny and insignificant in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one who gets to control things. So when Allah gives us the authority, or when His plan, or when our plan rather matches with Allah's plan, things happen for us and we're happy. But when our plan does not match with the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you know, we get upset because of that. Now, we must remember that this situation, like I said, is not really in our control. I mean, I guess you could say indirectly, maybe in some ways, it is not really in our control, but we do have a role to play. And that's what public health authorities have been saying, that, you know, if we follow the guidelines with regards to this pandemic, then perhaps we will not find ourselves in a lockdown situation. It gets a little bit complicated because, you know, Ottawa wasn't too bad, but there were other cities in the province that weren't doing too great. And subhanAllah, you know, with the holidays and vacation, perhaps they were thinking that people were going to travel and the disease would spread, the illness, the virus would spread. So perhaps that is one of the main reasons why this lockdown was initiated. But that's a separate discussion. Now, we must remember, as we've discussed before, that when it comes to situations like these, each member of the family may possibly have a different reaction, because every person is different, right? You may be looking at your brother, your sister right now, right? Or husband and wife, and you look at different members of the family, and everyone is different in their own way. So, you know, people react differently to different situations. Some people may be very calm, others may get very anxious, they may get very stressed out. It may come out in different types of behaviors. So just understand that this situation, like the previous lockdown, is not easy for anyone. It may be easier for some, maybe more difficult for others, and people may act up, not because they want to, but because they're finding the situation stressful. Perhaps they had plans that got canceled, maybe they were planning to travel and they were not able to do that. You know, maybe they were gonna go out and I don't know, do some activities and stuff, or play in the snow, but there's barely any snow, you know, so it's not an easy situation to be in. Now, when we find ourselves in such situations, we can either confront them and struggle with them, like we can really, you know, be upset, and we could be in a fighting mode and have a tough time, because the situation is what it is. It's not going to change because you're upset, or, you know, because you don't like it. It's not going to change because of that. So we can either confront the situation and struggle with it, or we can try to embrace the situation and these challenges and try to make the best of them. And that is the easier way to deal with it. Now, it's not easy to do that, and I recognize that, but you know, we know that such situations require a lot of sabr, a lot of, you know, perseverance, patient perseverance, which we've discussed before, is that it is a spiritual and mental exercise. So what do we want to do? Just as a reminder, in case we forgot, because it was a while back, you know, in March when we had the last lockdown for and lasted, you know, a few months. But, you know, what are we trying to do? So look for the positives, look for the blessings by zooming out of the situation. Yes, the winter break is gone and, you know, it is gone, you know, in lockdown and even after the winter break as well, you know, but let's zoom out of that and try to think of the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, the good things that have occurred throughout our life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And then we contextualize and we say, okay, well, this is only 2 weeks or this is only 1 year, perhaps, you know, out of all the good years and the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. So we zoom out of the situation and try to think of the positives, you know, try to be hopeful. Inshallah, it will be over soon. You know, the vaccines are out. Yes, there is a lockdown, but inshallah, you know, the lockdown will be over soon, inshallah. And try to be creative and try to find, you know, new things to do and new opportunities, even in such a situation, inshallah. Connect with others virtually. It's important to socialize. Of course, meeting people, you know, having people in your home is not allowed right now. May not be very safe either. So connect with others virtually, you know, have family Zoom calls or, you know, outdoor activities where there's distancing in place. So try to continue to socialize in ways that is safe, but also is saving you from becoming isolated. Now, subhanAllah, you know, this pandemic continues to show us the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because just when humanity thought that we've got this, we have a handle on things, you know, we've discovered the vaccines, you know, we've the vaccines are being rolled out and, you know, they're being shipped. There's big fanfare, you know, the plane has landed with the vaccines, the trucks are, you know, the shipping trucks are rolling out and it's arrived and the first person has got it. So just when there was all this positive news and, you know, we were feeling like, yes, okay, we're just over the top of this situation, we find out that there's a new variant of the virus that is even more contagious, may not necessarily be more deadly, but it's more contagious, meaning it could spread faster. And all of a sudden we see, you know, countries putting up restrictions and flights getting canceled and all of those things starting to happen all over again. And just when we thought, you know, just at that time, like it could have happened earlier, but it was just at that time when we thought that things were going to get back to normal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that, you know what, I'm always in control. You know, you think you've got control over things, but actually I am always in control. And sadly, people do continue to die as well. You know, over 50 deaths were reported yesterday in Ontario. That's a lot of people in 1 day. SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for their family members. We ask Allah azza wa jal to protect and all of us, to cure those who are ill and to protect us from all types of hardships and illnesses. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And I know it's becoming tiring to hear these messages, but it is important to continue taking precautions, not consider yourself, you know, to be invincible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe. Now, today, of course, is the first day of 2021 as well. And 1 second, let me just make sure that the sound setting is good. Microphone. Okay, it is the first day of 2021 as well. And 2021, of course, is a year in the Gregorian Christian calendar. The Islamic date is the 17th of Jumad al-Ula, 1442. Of course, there's nothing wrong with following the Gregorian calendar, because that is something that we are accustomed to doing, but it's good to know. It's important for us to know also the Islamic dates. That's why you'll find, you know, in our newsletters, in our weekly newsletter that goes out, we do have the Islamic date there as well. And what I would encourage you to do, every person who's watching, and for all of your families, is actually try to find out your Islamic birth date. So you probably know your birthday and the year in which you were born based on the Gregorian calendar, but try to look up the Islamic date as well for your birthday and take note of it, because honestly, I think for most people, it's not that easy to remember. So today is the 17th of Jumad al-Ula, 1442. And now, you know, you notice that when the new year comes around, January 1st, that is, you know, there's countdowns and fireworks, maybe not this year as much, but, you know, celebrations and people trying to really celebrate the moment. But we don't really find that in the Islamic tradition. You know, we don't really have a concept of celebrating the new year. And, you know, you think about it, you know, why is that? You know, and sometimes I think people think that they think about these things and they come to the conclusion that, you know, oh, people just want to make Islam, you know, dry and boring and Muslims are serious all the time. But it's not true, because in times of celebration and happiness, you know, and relaxation, we know the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam joked around. You know, there were banquets, there was poetry, there was singing by children, they watched sports, they played games. So there's nothing wrong with relaxation and halal enjoyment. But what differentiates Islam is that, you know, or us, is that as believers, we know that life is temporary and that whatever we have is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's not to say that we don't live our lives, that we are just like constantly thinking about death. That's not the point. The point is that, you know, we live life in a good way. We try to live life in a good way. But we know that at the end of the day, all of these things that we have are temporary, right? Everything that we have is temporary, and mindless entertainment and celebration, activities where money and energy and time are spent and there's no true benefit, those are not really good for us. Right. So it's just, you know, it looks nice maybe in the moment. You know, we live the moment, those few moments. You know, how long does a fireworks display last? Right. Yes, it's nice to look at. I agree. But, you know, at the end of the day, the amount of the cost that goes into it for the benefit that comes out of it, a few minutes of enjoyment, is it really worth it or not? So, you know, these are things that that's, you know, one of the reasons why we don't find this type of celebration. And honestly, when a year has passed, you know, if you think about it, it's more of a time of concern than celebration, right? Because what it means is that time is running out, right? Time is running out. By spending another year alive or entering another year, whether it's our birthday or whether it's a new year, we haven't really, like, it's not really an accomplishment of ours, right? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us more time to set things right. And, you know, that is the perspective of the believer, because what's happening is that we're actually getting closer to our end. We're getting closer to the point where we are not going to be able to do good, the point where we're not going to be able to, you know, make any more choices when our time is running out. So you think of it as an hourglass or like a timer, and basically the timer is counting down, except you don't know when the timer is going to stop, right? So it's ticking, the clock is ticking. And it's just another year. It's just a reminder that another year has passed, and you know, and it is coming. You know, it's bringing us closer and closer to the end, and that means that we have less and less time. People make you know, give good wishes. They make du'a. They have good goals for a new year. This is positive, and there's nothing really wrong with that. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, tells us Suratul Asr, and it always gets me, because Suratul Asr is like one of the shortest, right, surahs in the Quran. And when we are offering salah and we are trying to do it quickly, it's one of those surahs that you're probably going to recite, right? Like if you are late for a class or for a meeting, or you want to catch a bus or something, you know, and you're trying to pray quickly, one of the surahs you might be reciting, or you might naturally, you know, be inclined to recite, is Suratul Asr. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about in Suratul Asr? Wala asri innal insana lafi khusr. Right? By the passage of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the oath of time, saying that surely humanity is in grave loss. Innal insana lafi khusr. You're actually in grave loss. Except illa alladhina amanu, except those who have faith, who have believed, wa amilu salihat, and who do good, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr, and urge each other to the truth and urge each other to perseverance. So time is going to be lost. You're not, you know, it's a losing proposition. You're going to lose. You're not going to gain, because time is ticking. You can't stop time. The calendar changes every day, every year. You know, you can't, the months change. You can't change. You can't stop it, right? It's going ahead. And as a result, if you're not using it properly, you're going to end up being a loser, right? You're going to end up losing, except if you believe and you do good, and you urge each other to the truth, and you urge each other to sabr, to perseverance. That is the only way you can salvage the loss, the inherent loss that is coming with time. So these moments, you know, when the calendar changes, or, you know, like when we enter a new year, or when my birthday comes around, you know, I like to reflect, and I encourage you to do that as well, to think about the last period that passed, whichever it was, whether, you know, it was a year or a month, and think, you know, about how did I actually spend this time? You know, like how much of my time was actually spent on doing things that are not productive, that are not, you know, beneficial. You know, subhanAllah, like you think about, you know, all the hours spent, you know, binge watching on Netflix as an example, you know, all those TikTok videos, you know, all those hours, mindless hours just spent, you know, browsing the internet, or just, you know, just doing nothing, you know, just watching stuff, or, you know, listening to things that were not beneficial, or in useless discussions, or, you know, activities that could even be harmful to us, right? So we are already losing with time because time is passing. And then on top of that, you know, we're losing if we're not making good use of the time, but then we're losing even more if you're making bad use of that time, right? So useless conversations, you know, useless activities, or worse yet, sinful activities or harmful activities, you know, so it's an excellent time for all of us to just take a moment, and we have free time these days, of course, with the lockdown. So, you know, take a moment and just reflect on the past year, the past portion of our life, and think forward and say, okay, what is it that I really need to change? You know, what is it that I really need to improve on? You know, these things that I've done that I've spent my time with, am I actually going to regret it on the day of judgment? Right? It happens in this world, right? People get an opportunity, an investment opportunity, an opportunity to do something, to join a team, to, I don't know, you know, like different things, to buy a house, to get married, to whatever. An opportunity comes along. People don't take it. And then afterwards, they realize, oh, I wish I had done that. Right? You look at Bitcoin, right? Okay, so yeah, it's like, you know, hitting $30,000, and people are like, yeah, oh my goodness, it was just $7,000 last year. Only if I had bought, you know, Bitcoin for $7,000, or even when it was lower, you know, now it would have been worth $30,000 each, approximately, you know. So it's a lost opportunity, right? The moment is gone. So the same thing with our time. Our time is even more valuable, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's not the money that's going to matter. It's going to be how we used our time. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us very clearly that ni'matan, that there are two blessings, maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, that there are two blessings which many people waste: health and free time, right? So free time is not something to be wasted. Use it for something beneficial. Use it for something beneficial in this world. Use it for something beneficial for the hereafter. Ideally, for beneficial, you know, in both. But if not, then definitely beneficial in the hereafter. You know, I think about, you know, simple things that we can do, simple little things that we can do that can help us, you know, make better use of our time, right? So number one, examine where most of our time is going. What are we spending? Like if you were to make a chart of your 24 hours, where is the drain? Like is your time draining? Like where is it where it's actually leaking and wasting? Like, and just going away with no benefit. Because you want to pay attention to that, number one. Number two, pay attention to what benefit are you getting from the things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, right? And even, you know, if you're a busy person, you can find ways to maximize your time. So, and I always come back to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's so powerful, right? It's so powerful. It's just like it just takes literally seconds. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, right? Like, the beautiful phrases, light phrases, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, right? Like little simple phrases that we can just recite with barely, like with no effort, right? You can do this while you're working, you can do this while you're driving, you can do this while you're cooking, maybe they'll, you know, maybe even subhanallah, through the barakah here, the food may even taste better, you know, Allah knows best, but you know, so little things that we can do, right? Small phrases. And on the day of judgment, these will be huge, inshallah. These will be heavy on your scale. And you'll realize, you're like, man, like, why did I not do more of this, right? Why did I just stop doing all that silly stuff, wasting all this time? And why didn't I just take these moments to, you know, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just, it was worth so much. It was more valuable than Bitcoin. It was more valuable than anything else in this world. I wish I had just taking a little bit extra time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so we don't want to be one of those people who are going to be regretting, you know, the situation on the day of judgment. So, you know, let us try to take best advantage of the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and so that we don't find ourselves in a regretful state. The other thing I want to mention is that, subhanAllah, there's this thing going around, and actually I talked about it a few weeks ago as well, but I'll mention it now, is that, you know, this idea that a year has to do with difficulties, or a year has to do with, or rather a year is a means of difficulty, right? So yes, we say, okay, 2020, yeah, okay, that was a bad year. You know, 2021 is here, and now we're thinking, you know, all of our hardships are going to go away, and it was the year 2020 was just like cursed or something. But subhanAllah, you know, that's not the way that a believer thinks. Yes, years can be associated with hardships or sadness, like Aam al-Huzn, the year of sadness for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that doesn't mean that the year was the means of bringing that sadness or that hardship, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. It's a hadith Qudsi that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the son of Adam, curses time and I am time, right? Or the son of Adam, you know, verbally abuses me, curses time and I am time, for in my hand are the night and day. That yuzin ibn Adam yasubbu ad-dahr wa ana ad-dahr. Right, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you're talking about time, I'm the one who's actually in control of time, right? If you think that the hardships or like you're cursing the date or the year because you think it is a means of bringing hardships, no, I am the actual one who decided to send these challenges and these trials to you. So don't make the year or the date a cause. Don't associate it as a cause of the hardship or the challenge. You know, all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal sends these challenges and these difficulties towards us, you know, for various reasons, as trials, as tribulations, sometimes as punishment for deeds. Allah knows best. But the point is that, you know, don't make time a cause. Believe that time is a cause for hardships, and that, you know, because we are in a new Gregorian year now, things are going to be well. Guess what? It's January 1st, and we're still in lockdown, right? So it doesn't really have to do with time. It has to do with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the time is running out, my brothers and sisters. Let us try to take best advantage of our time as much as possible. I know these are things that we know. And you're saying, yes, we already know that. Yes, I know we already know, but it's not enough to know. It's what needs to be done is to know, to understand, and then to have a practical implementation of it, right? Some sort of betterment in our lives, some sort of improvement in our lives, something new that is a change that comes to us that is positive and that is long-lasting as well, right? And that's the other thing with New Year resolutions, right? And I'm, you know, looking at, okay, well, you know, the gyms are closed, so, you know, due to the lockdown. So that's probably going to be a big loss for them, because right now it's a big time for selling memberships, because one of the top New Year's resolutions for people is, I want to lose weight, right? And that's where memberships will be sold, and people will go for a few days, for a few weeks, and then they'll just give up, right? Because there is no consistency. You know, as we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَحْبُلَ عَمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, right? أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ, right? Are those that are consistent even if they are small. Okay, so take small steps. Now, I'm not asking you or encouraging you to do something that's drastic or dramatic. Start with small steps. Examine your time and say, okay, you know, what are the little tweaks I can make to improve my efficiency in terms of my use of time and in terms of doing better things, doing good things? And one of the easiest places you can start is with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is my message and reminder to you today. The last thing I want to talk about is, subhanAllah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, even in this lockdown, as you know, we've had a fundraising campaign called Rise with Shukr, because, you know, we want to come back out of this pandemic stronger and better in a state of gratefulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? It's easy to complain. Sometimes it can be hard to be grateful. But gratefulness is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So we ideally, we always want to be in a state of shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the campaign was called Rise with Shukr. And subhanAllah, you know, I last night I was just really speechless. I didn't know what to say, because you know, every year we have two campaigns for our Masjid and Center project. You all know that by now, probably. We try not to ask for donations outside of that. You know, we want to focus it on those two time periods. This time, it really seemed difficult. And I really felt inside of me that, you know what, all these times, alhamdulillah, we've reached our goals, but this time, I don't know if we can pull it off. You know, $300,000 is a large sum. It is the pandemic. Allah knows best. But, you know, we just try our best and leave for Allah the rest. And subhanAllah, it was like the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was descending, and it was just like amazing. I couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, this is unbelievable. Would we actually be able to do it? And it was like, you know, over like $100,000 in one day. Like it was just subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, accept from every single person. People donated from Canada, from Ottawa, from across Canada. I know a number of donations from Kingston. So special shout out to my brothers and sisters in Kingston who responded to the call, you know, from across North America and other countries as well. So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, Jazakumullahu khairah. Every single person, regardless of the amount, right? Regardless of the amount, it may be the barakah of, you know, that came from that $1 that a child or someone gave with sincerity, someone who really needed that dollar gave with sincerity, and subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessings in the entire pool. We don't know. Allah knows best. But I just want to say once again, a sincere thanks. Jazakumullahu khairah. You know, it's not easy, I know, to let go of your funds and to trust others. So for your trust and your dedication, your contributions, really, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you always. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best reward in this world, the best reward in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you, your children, your future generations safe. May Allah keep them upon keep them steadfast and upon iman till the last day. Amin ya rabbal alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best place in Jannah. May Allah protect you from all types of hardships. You know, again, it's a long journey. It's not easy to establish masajid and to serve the community. There's needs, and you know, we are trying to do it in the best way possible. Have you made mistakes, shortcomings? By all means, we are all human. So for that, you know, I ask you to please forgive us. And once again, Jazakumullahu khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to unite us in goodness and bring us together. You know, what I love about our community, alhamdulillah, is that we have brothers and sisters of all ethnicities. We try to include everyone to make sure that everyone is working together, you know, in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and goodness. Can we do better? Yes, absolutely. But, you know, our intentions, I can guarantee you and assure you, alhamdulillah, everyone's intentions are sincere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep our intentions sincere and pure and continue to bring us together. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Let us make dua. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu ala niyatuhu wa sirruhu. Allahumma lakal hamdu hatta tarda wa lakal hamdu idha radit wa lakal hamdu ba'da rida. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our minor and major sins, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts of all types of feelings and beliefs that you do not like. Oh Allah, please fill them with your love and the love for your beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for our fellow believers, love for our fellow creation, fellow human beings, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, please fill our hearts with the light of Iman, with the strength of Taqwa. Oh Allah, please purify our minds and our hearts of all types of evil thoughts. Oh Allah, please make our minds and our bodies and our souls true believers in every way, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please envelop us in your unseen protection, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of those who are facing hardships and struggles with regards to their health. Oh Allah, their physical health, their mental health, their spiritual health. Oh Allah, please cure all of us and all of them, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, especially those who have asked for dua, our elder sister living in pain and weakness, our brother and sister living their life with long-term pain and injuries. Oh Allah, our elder pioneers who are ill, facing challenges and struggles and major illnesses. Oh Allah, please cure them as well. Oh Allah, please cure the nephew of our brother Muhammad Hanan, his nephew Shahriyar Ghafoor. Oh Allah, he actually returned to you due to COVID. Oh Allah, please grant him maghfirah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all of those who have returned to you, oh Allah, regardless of the cause, whether it was COVID-19, other illnesses, other tragedies, or natural death, oh Allah, you are the one who decides how they are to return to you, how we are all to return to you. Oh Allah, please forgive him. Please forgive all of them, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الخطايا كما ينقي الثوب الابيض من الدنس. الله او الله please cure all of those who are ill. او الله our elder pioneers who are ill. او الله all of those who are injured and hurting in any way. او الله please grant them a complete and speedy recovery يا رب العالمين. او الله you are the healer and the curer. او الله we just try our best. O Allah, the medications that we have, O Allah, you have guided us to them. O Allah, the vaccines that we have, you have guided us to them. O Allah, we are nothing without you. O Allah, please guide us and protect us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا، نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا، فاغفر لنا إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. أو الله أو الله please forgive us for our shortcomings. Oh Allah, we have had to close Suratul Jum'ah once again, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, this is something that we did not want to do. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our shortcomings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, for all of our brothers and sisters who will not be able to offer Suratul Jum'ah today. Oh Allah, please grant them the same or even greater reward when they pray in their homes, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we know that you continue to reward those, so we hope, we believe that you continue to reward people for the good acts that they used to do when they're not able to do them. Oh Allah, please reward all of our brothers and sisters, those who used to come. Oh Allah, our children. Oh Allah, we miss them all. Oh Allah, they used to be packing the halls and packing the masajid on days like this. Oh Allah, but today they're all in their homes. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, please accept me, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please unite us all in your worship and in acts of goodness again, once again, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please take this difficulty away from us. Oh Allah, please forgive us for whatever shortcomings and mistakes we have made that have brought us to this point. Oh Allah, please make us those who remember you. Oh Allah, when they are tried. Oh Allah, please make us from amongst those who, when they are tried, multiple times in a year with trials and afflictions, that they turn to you in repentance, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna itiba'a, warina al-batila batina warzuqna ijtinaba. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا، وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فاقبضنا إليك غير مفتونين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم إنا نسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وأصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين، اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله أصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا my brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Inshallah, please go ahead and offer 4 rak'ahs of Dhuhr prayer at your home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the reward for offering Salatul Jum'ah. We are not able to hold public Salatul Jum'ah prayers. However, to continue Salatul Jum'ah in our Musalla and in our locality, we will be having a limited Salatul Jum'ah consisting of just some volunteers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah azza wa jal accept from all of us, on behalf of all of us. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Inshallah, tonight we are having a special guest lecture online. Sheikh Abdul Firoz, inshallah, will be joining us from the United Kingdom. And he will be talking about the importance of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in our religion, in Islam. So inshallah, please try to join for that lecture. You can find the link at kanadamuslims.ca/live, the page that you probably accessed to watch this right now. So we look forward to seeing you this evening. And jazakumullahu khaira for all of your support and your dua. Please stay together with your family, stay strong. If you need any assistance, please do feel free to reach out. MashaAllah, the United Muslim Organizations of Ottawa Gatineau, which consists of a number of organizations, major masajid, and we are also, alhamdulillah, pleased to be a part of the group, are offering assistance, and the effort is really led by the Sunnah Muslim Association, Masjid al-Rahman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all in Islamic Relief. So there is support available for anyone who needs it. So please do feel free to reach out, and we can direct you to the appropriate direction. Resources, inshallah. Special salam to all the, my young friends who are out there. I'm especially missing you all during the winter break. Take care of yourselves. Don't try not to be annoying to your siblings and to your parents. Have a lot of love and patience with one another, inshallah.